Hunterdon-Chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I got stacks of business stories that I think they're teachable moments here on the program. And I think my opinion well known here on the radio, podcasts, various different other places, and my feelings in regards to what's happening in modern-day finance. I don't like it a bit. I don't. I'm going to go back a little bit with, remember in Wall Street, Gordon Gekko was given this big speech at the Teldar paper shareholder meeting, and he's going off and talking about the Carnegies and the Mellons and people who built the country because they had a stake in the company. It was their company. They had skin in the game. Remember, he was making fun of all the vice presidents at Teldar Paper, all their fishing trips and all this other stuff. Well, something to be said for that, having skin in the game. Now, I get it. I get it, these guys that take these companies, but they have stock in companies, but make no bones about it, they're cashing out. They're cashing out. Well, what was the bonus payment for the Snap IPO? Some cash payment of $100 million to the founders? That was just cash. It wasn't even stock they were selling. What are you kidding me? Some sort of joke. These are people that now have what we like to call blank you money. They've gotten to a point in time where they have managed to structure themselves in a world where they have blank you money. We're not talking tens of millions of dollars. We're talking much greater than that. What do they care? What do they go? What does it matter to them that Snap fails? Or the guys who started Lyft? What does it matter to them if Lyft doesn't work out? So what? So what? They got theirs. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this past week, but Lyft actually reported its first earnings since being a public company. Guess what? Their revenue doubled in the first quarter. That's right. Their revenue doubled. Wow, isn't that awesome? Guess what? Their losses soared by almost 400%. Wait, you're pulling more revenue, and the more revenue you pull in, the more you're losing? How is that a business model? Yeah, the funny thing is, I see all these jerks, hedge fund jerk, kid venture capitalist, coming on CNBC. When everything was awesome and everyone thought the unicorns were going up, they'd come on the program and say what a great idea it is. Now they don't say that. They say, well, you know, we got to take a look at the valuation right now. But 5 years from now, these stocks are going to be much, much higher. How the hell do you know? How the hell do you know? Because, quite honestly, I don't see how these companies are going to become profitable. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about our old friend Tesla. Tesla and Elon Musk. Elon Musk now wants to sell insurance. Yeah, he wants to pivot to insurance now. He wants to start selling car insurance. And he also just promised as well a robot fleet of Tesla taxis by the end of 2020. And I file that right next to sharks with frickin' laser beams on their heads. At the same time, they're out of money again. Yeah, Tesla's out of money. Tesla's out of money, so they had to go out and they had to issue more stock and bonds, and they sold it. They sold it. They found some greater fools. They found some suckers out there. They found that maybe some of the pension funds and people that already put money into the company, they want to keep the zombie alive, because that's what it is. It's a zombie. Walking Dead. Walking Dead. You can't make money selling cars that are unprofitable. Just can't do it. The other businesses that you're in, First Solar, you're not even putting out product, man. You're not even putting out product. That in of itself would get any other CEO fired. He had Tesla buy First Solar, if you do remember. Had it buy First Solar. First Solar's not doing anything. Nothing. A story about this, Wall Street Journal. Why investors don't care that Snap and Lyft, et cetera, are hemorrhaging money. Has there ever been a time when this many companies lost this much money and everyone acted like it was completely normal? This could be asked every day. Ride-hailing company Uber going public. Yep. Talking about the money that they lost. And go on and on and on. Nearly a quarter goes by when a management guru or money manager doesn't blame the market's myopia as the reason a research and development department was chopped or a marketing budget was slashed. In Silicon Valley, the red ink flows. A stable of so-called unicorns and decacorns, startups valued at billions or tens of billions, are going public. As they do, eye-popping market capitalizations are assigned to companies whose plan for profitability is as hard to discern beyond their willingness to spend and spend and spend on growth that promises a profit someday. Yeah, we're going to make money someday. It's all like that, what was his name there, that Tommy Flanagan character played by John Lovitz on Saturday Night Live, the pathological liar. Yeah, that's the ticket. We're going to make money someday. These companies are basically emulating the U.S. government, for crying out loud. And the reality is that these companies have been around, many of them, for a long time. The phrase time-tested? Yeah, they've been time-tested, and they're based upon the time that they're not good investments. 10 years, still can't make a dime. 10 years in a business taking people from point A to point B and still can't make dime. Got another big IPO coming out, WeWork. They want to value their company at $47 billion. Again, they're basically a Regis, except they serve craft beer and fancy coffees. Again, company not even close to making a dime. And listen, you know what? I could be wrong. Maybe Uber will figure out the robot taxis. Maybe Lyft will. I don't know. What I do know is I'm not going to speculate on things like this. In fact, I'm actually insulted, quite honestly. Insulted. You mean to tell me you want me to buy your company? You're presenting yourself as some sort of startup. You've been around for 10 years, and you want me to buy in at this valuation? And it's a big difference, people. It's a big difference. And this, again, this is another reason why we need to break up the big banks. They love this system. They've been involved behind the scenes, helping out little by little, bringing these companies along, laddering them up to ridiculous valuations, and now they're going to get paid. Let me give everybody a bit of advice. Okay? Let me give everybody a bit of advice. This is going back to when I first started. We would be cold calling. That's right, cold calling Dun and Bradstreet cards. That's right, Dun and Bradstreet cards, big time executives, calling them up, trying to get them to get through their secretary, try to get the decision maker on the phone, and just all we were trying to do is get them a prospectus, a red herring, on an IPO. And I was new in the industry. All you had to do was start talking about IPO, and oh my God, you can get these people on the phone. That's for sure. You can get them on the phone, and they'd want the prospectus, and then they'd want to get involved in the IPO. Now, eventually, what they wanted people to do is they wanted to become bigger investors at the firm and give them a piece of the IPO, and then try to get them to buy into the aftermarket. All this bull crap. What you do, if you can get a hold of an IPO, you can get a hold of an IPO. Someone wants to give you an IPO. First and foremost, you don't buy any aftermarket. You don't buy any aftermarket. Why would you ever buy shares? Just don't do it. The owners of the company were selling the stock to you at that price that day. You're going to pay more? Somebody said, well, you got to buy aftermarket. Well, why don't you just give me more IPO? I'll buy that too. And if the thing pops on the first day, right away, you sell. I don't care what your schlock broker tells you. I don't care. You sell. You sell. You get out. You take the money and run. You tell the broker, you say, listen, you got a high commission. Usually an IPO share, something like 5% you got to pay. Buying into, you got a five, you guys gained 5%, that's good enough, I'm out. And then you wait and see. It's just that simple. Everything surrounding IPOs, it's all about a sales job, it's all about a hype, it's the roadshow, it's everything that goes along with it. You want to know who makes the most money? The insiders and Wall Street make money on IPOs. If you're patient and you can wait, Even if you thought Snap was a great company you want to get in, why would you want to own the stock at 30 when you can own it at 5? Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at our website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
One of the things that I've railed against for years here on the program is the rent-seeking behavior of many businesses and politicians that love it and go right along with it. What's rent-seeking mean? Companies that, well, they look for a payoff, a handout, a tax deal, some way to get them to come to town and set up shop. Every single time I see one of these deals, it makes me sick to my stomach. And if there's a way we could find out where we could make that illegal here in the United States, I'd run for the presidency on that. No more subsidies, no more rent seeking. This is where municipalities can't do it either. Can't do it either. And I'd go right again to the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson said we're supposed to be equal under the law. We're not equal. If certain companies, certain businesses, certain entities can get a better deal than everybody else, it's not how this country is supposed to work. And I don't care if it's left, right, donkeys, elephants, doesn't make any difference. It always stinks. It does. But that's how the game is played. That's how it goes. These big companies do. Now, I mentioned this, and I saw this coming when it happened. Donald Trump tries to play matchmaker. Matchmaker to the stars, Donald Trump, and he sets up Foxconn with Wisconsin. He did. He set up Foxconn, which is a big Taiwanese manufacturing company. They're the ones that put your iPhones and your iPads together. And they're supposed to open up a big plant in Wisconsin, right? Well, where's the plant? I don't know. And the guy who struck the deal for Foxconn, I guess he's now running for the president of Taiwan. So who knows how this $10 billion liquid crystal display factory is going to go. What I do know is that the residents in Wisconsin are spending a ton of money on infrastructure, roads and sewers and electricity and everything for this plant. You know what's missing from this whole deal right now? Foxconn. Same crap happens all over the country. Hey, yeah, I'm going to rip on Scott Walker, Donald Trump, just as much as I rip on Andrew Cuomo here in New York with his Tesla Gigafactory, where we gave taxpayer money, some 700-something million dollars to Elon Musk to build his first solar factory that's producing nothing. Has to stop. Anyway, quick real estate story here. And again, I think a lot of CI told you so's today. A lot of open space and cities, in particular, New York. And they're saying, oh, it's the rise of e-commerce. Now, what it is that a lot of the landlords got greedy. Got really greedy. And they're not coming down. They're not bending. And the rents are staying pretty high for a lot of commercial space all over Manhattan. Too high, in my opinion, and people are not biting. Now, what scares me about this is that you have vacant stretches of storefront in Manhattan. And what happens is when you have an issue, you have a problem, what inevitably has to happen when it comes to economics, you get some politician, and again, doesn't make any difference. You'll get donkeys, you'll get elephants riding in. Here I come to save the day. All the king's horses and all the king's men trying to solve the problem. Don't! The problem will fix itself. There's no problem that needs to be fixed. It's the ebb and flow of the free market. Landlords eventually are going to get tired of losing money. At some point in time. Now, granted, okay, you've made it easier for them to hold out based upon the depreciation rules when it comes to real estate. And that kind of goes along with the whole Donald Trump story with his taxes. Not even a story. It's a propaganda hit piece. Yeah, he's a real estate developer. Real estate developers, well, they always show losses. That's what they do. They know how to do it. They know how to depreciate the property and know how to do it. And that's what the issue is. You take a look at a messed up tax code. We don't need anybody to fix anything. We don't need any rule or regulation telling them that they must do this or they must do that. Once it starts to hurt, then guess what? They'll lower their prices, just like everything else in the world. The story about U.S. banks out there and how they're having a bad debt pile that is starting to creep up. And I was asked whether or not this is, well, cause for concern. And the bad debt pile are actually credit card losses. Credit card losses are outpacing auto and home loans. This is at a rate that we haven't seen in 10 years. What does this mean? Is this an omen? Is this the proverbial canary in the coal mine? No. What happens? And again, people, they fail to understand how banks and risk work. No, banks, they don't want people to default on their credit cards. They don't. They don't want people to default on their credit cards. But they're protected from all that. You know what? This is a good teachable moment in this story. You know, we're going to take a break right here. We're going to come back, and I'm going to explain this to you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We shall return. No friends of mine. I say we can go where we want to.
A place where they will never find. And we can act like we can. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration could make as much as $20 billion available to farmers in a second round of assistance designed to help offset losses from China's latest retaliatory tariffs. Patty Edelberg with the National Farmers Union tells Fox News that the farmers have been especially hit hard.
We have more commodities, more grains sitting on the ground right now because we lost huge export markets. We lost export markets that we had for 30 years.
In terms of timing, the details are all still being worked out regarding when that assistance would become available. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talks about the Trump administration's immigration proposal that was unveiled on Thursday.
What the president is putting forward is it's not the complete immigration bill, but it's a very good start, and it's the base where people can work from. But the crisis we have today, we've got to solve the loophole problems that are going down along the border. I think that would be one element.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, everybody. The one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. It's just, I like these two. Sometimes your stories, things will pop in my head. I'll say, it's a good opportunity to try to explain something. Kind of how the world works. Moment. I don't know if you've ever gotten the chance to go sit inside a bankruptcy court. It's enlightening, to say the least. And you'll see people and looking to declare bankruptcy, and they'll have tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt. And more often than not, the credit card companies don't even send their lawyer. That just gets discharged. Gone. Credit card debt. We don't have debtors' prisons here in the United States. They just wipe it out. Why do you think interest is so high in credit cards? They can't come and repossess the vacation you went on, the dinner you had last week. They don't want the television you bought on the credit card. I'm going to come and take that off the wall. It's worthless. So it is a high-risk loan. It's a high-risk loan. They're not getting their money back. There's no way. They don't even bother, for crying out loud. They really don't. So guess what? That risk needs to be spread out. And that's what they do. Credit card companies make money by charging interest, and they also make money based upon transaction fees. They're not losing. They'll recoup those losses, and they know they're going to get those losses. And they also make bets from time to time, too. What I found interesting about this story was that this bad debt pile happened to be subprime credit cards. Credit card companies giving loans, credit cards to people with not very good credit. And they know what they're doing when it comes to that stuff. They do. They'll be just fine. Again, another way you want to take a look at it in regards to the cost of money. I'll give you an example. Here's a good one. I just got myself one of these trainers for my gym. It's a kind of like a stepper slash elliptical machine. And it was on sale at the gym company where I get my equipment from. And I went in there and I asked them. I saw it's on sale. It's a pretty good deal. I talked them down. It was a delivery cost and setup cost of $250. Got them to knock that off as well. Negotiate a little bit. And then it came down to, I said, you want to have it interest-free for 18 months. Really? I tell you what. Rather than taking the interest-free deal for 18 months, can you give me a better price? And they got their manager on the phone. Manager's in New Jersey, not out here on Long Island. And the answer was no. Well, that reality is, and what I'll do is, okay, well, then give me the interest-free. I'm not going to pay for it in full. I can afford to pay for it in full, but why would I? Why wouldn't I keep my money in my pocket earning interest for me? They, in essence, they already charged me the interest. You don't see it, but it's priced into the product. The cost of money is priced into the product. Unless they were going to give me a deal if I was paying in full up front, why not take advantage of it? It just makes sense. Get it? Anyway. Gonna shift over here. I gotta probably be doing some stuff on this over the next couple weeks, little by little. But we do a lot on college and graduation and all sorts of good stuff. And my without fail, all the graduates. I got a lot this year. I gotta have to buy a whole crate of Ken Langone's "I Love Capitalism" book because the checks from Chris Markowski, they don't go in envelopes. They go in Ken Langone's book. Try to get across to these kids about how great this country is and the free market is. But anyway, Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is now, well, she's obviously pitching free college. Pitching free college, she wants to erase everyone's loans. Guess what? Everything that the Democrats have been telling you about the student loan market, I don't know if you remember this, but you know that they told us that the government taking over the student loan market was going to be a profit center for the government? No, we're just incurring losses now. Now you want them to forgive the entire thing? Anyway, Break time. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. Pelosi tells her Democrat caucus that Trump is goading us to impeach him. Truth is, she's placed herself between a rock and a hard place. Like Trump or not, the nearly $40 million investigation says he's innocent of collusion, which isn't illegal in the first place. Ask Hillary. The special prosecutor doesn't like Trump, but do taxpayers really need to pay almost $40 million to learn that? Back to Pelosi. Half her caucus believes their own fundraising hype and see red, blue. How does Pelosi rectify such a quandary? She goes on the attack. Thank God for the office of the presidency that President Trump has finally invoked executive privilege. Enough already, Nancy. Not one Democrat legislator has bothered going to look at the Mueller report made available to Congress. Maybe that's not actually what they want. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Sheila E. You know, she was a hell of a basketball player, too, like Prince. Everyone, you ever have a down day and you're in need of a laugh? I do this from time to time. And I have a bad day. I'm in a need for a laugh. There's certain go-to comedians that I go to and some of the skits that they've done in the past. Dave Chappelle and the Dave Chappelle Show, that's a go-to right there. And the late Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother, and his true Hollywood stories that he did on that program. And the one about Prince and the new revolution kicking Eddie, and that whole gang kicking their butts in basketball. They had no idea that Prince was like an all-state basketball player in Minnesota, off the charts. He actually had a basketball court built right into his studios there, that Paisley Park Studios there in Minnesota. A basketball court in there. You know, the funny thing is, I do that too. Like, I'll work and, like, I gotta go take a break. I'm gonna go shoot hoops. I wanna go lift weights. I wanna go do something. Take breaks during the course of the day. Good stuff. Anyway, getting back to it. I touch on this too. We're talking about student loans. You remember the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program? This is a program, again, created by Congress. Yep. The goal was to lure people into professions like teaching, nursing, or public interest law, where pricey degrees are the ticket of entry, but wages typically aren't high enough to pay them off. Whoa! This is a Wall Street Journal. Again, I give you the Wall Street Journal, and the lack of any sort of curiosity or, and all of these, they're not even journalists anymore. They're just kids. They're just kids. The lure people in the profession. Well, you know what? You don't have to go get a pricey degree and become a school teacher. There are much lower cost options out there if you want to do that. I'm not kidding. I'm talking to this mother the other day, and you know, her daughter went to top notch school out there, very expensive Catholic school, Boston College, and she's going there to get a nursing degree. And Boston College is $55,000-$60,000 a year. Why the hell are you going to Boston College to get a nursing degree? You're going to graduate. Again, nurses, you're going to graduate New York City. Nurses are going to be making $65,000, $70,000, maybe $80,000 a year. But you're going to have over $200,000 in debt? When you could have gone to state school and gotten the same job, for crying out loud. Anyway, another thing that truly bothered me about this whole public service loan forgiveness program is that it picks and chooses winners and losers. How is it right? How is it fair? What, if you own a small business and you employ people, are you not doing a public service? Anybody who participates, goes out, builds and creates, does a job, you are participating. You're doing a public service. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. I've got to continue on. Because all the publications now, they love putting out these woe is me stories out there. They find people. I don't know how they find them. I don't know how they find them. I don't know if these people, they call up the Wall Street Journal and they say, write a story about me. But in this story, they're talking about this program to relieve student debt. They interview a Bonnie Spitovsky. Bonnie Spitovsky. Now, she, this Bonnie, guess what? She went to college. Let's listen to this. She completed 2 master's programs, one in creative writing and one in library sciences. And there's 2 master's programs. Along with her bachelor's degree, she is got $97,000 in loans. $97,000 in loans by the time she began her job. Wait for it. Her job at the Puyallup Public Library out of Tacoma, Washington. So, let me get this straight. In order to get a job at the local public library, you needed to go out and borrow all that money and get 2 master's degrees. How does one get a master's degree in creative writing? How do you become creative by going and taking a master's? Do you think Stephen King got his master's in creative writing? Huh? Do you think that that's the case? Do you think Dan Brown got his master's in creative writing? What's her name there? The Harry Potter lady? Do you think she did too? Or do they just write the stories? Huh? Who takes that? You want to be a... Go out and write. Go out and come up with a story. If you're creative, it's a good story. Anyway, like I said, I digress with this stuff. So, you know, she gets a job at the public library. I don't know how much she was making at the public library. Again, bachelor's degree, 2 master's degrees, public library. She consolidated the loans. Consolidated loans because that was part of the deal with the program, with the student loan forgiveness program, and began following the steps towards debt forgiveness. Or she thought. She says it's frustrating because, you know, you're done and you've jumped through all these hoops. Feels like a broken promise. Yeah. Again, a lot of the legislation was poorly written. Again, it's kind of a mess to qualify forgiveness. Borrowers must work for a government entity or nonprofit. Isn't that kind of funny? Let's do a juxtaposition. To qualify for forgiveness, borrowers must work for a government entity or nonprofit, hold a certain type of loan, enroll in one of several specific repayment plans, and make 120 full and on-time monthly payments, or 10 years worth. Falling short means disqualification. Now, didn't I say earlier on in the program that government workers are outpacing everyone else as far as pay is concerned, yet they're the ones that can get debt forgiveness? Education Department data showed the rejections are prompted by a wide range of issues. 16% of denials were because borrowers had the wrong type of loan, making them permanently ineligible. 25% were turned away due to missing information on applications. 53% were denied for not making enough payments. Got to make those payments for 10 years straight, and then maybe you can get off. Might I suggest to Bonnie here, and again, I'm going to do the whole hard knock life, okay? You've got the job as the librarian. I don't know how many hours a day you're working there and the library. We've got an unbelievable public library. I love libraries. Unbelievable public library where I live here. And the kids go there all the time, believe it or not. Cost me a fortune on my property taxes, but it is what it is. But maybe you can, do some side work. Maybe put that creative writing master's degree. Help kids with their English. Tutor. Bartend. Wait tables. There's millions of job openings here in the United States right now. Stop waiting for the taxpayer to pay your bill. Well, you're special because you decided to work at the library? No. No, you didn't have to get your master's in library sciences. I can't even believe they have. What do they do? I mean, how do you get, what is involved in a library sciences master? I learned the Dewey Decimal System way, way, way back when. I mean, do they even have card catalogs anymore at libraries? They still do that? They'd all be computerized by now, am I right? Anyway, moving on. I'm going to Texas right now. Governor Greg Abbott and fellow members of his legislature, GOP legislature, are pushing for the passage of bills to curb the growth of property taxes. Property taxes are starting to skyrocket in Texas, and he wants to put a stop to it. Well, guess what? Republicans and Democrats on the local levels around the state, they don't like it. Well, what does he want to do? He wants to increase sales taxes. This is something that we've been pushing for here on the program for a long time. I hate property tax. I do. There has to be a better way to collect revenue for the people, and I think sales taxes is a good way to do it. I do. To be quite honest with you people, when you have property taxes, what does it make you? I've done this before in the program. Think about it. It makes you a peasant. You never own your own land. Never own your own land. Someone can come and take it. You don't pay for your mortgage. You own your property. No, you don't. You don't pay the government. They come and take your house, making you a peasant. So, yeah, I agree with Governor Abbott. Got to go. We're out of time today. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump unveiled his immigration policy during a Rose Garden speech at the White House on Thursday.
Our plan achieves two critical goals. First, it stops illegal immigration and fully secures the border. And second, it establishes a new legal immigration system that protects American wages, promotes American values, and attracts the best and brightest from all around the world.
The president is also calling for funding a border wall as well as sweeping changes to the asylum system and a visa lottery program. It may be May, but spring has not quite sprung in parts of the Golden State. Parts of California are seeing up to 2 feet of snow. Now, as that storm moves from west to east, it is expected to bring severe weather to the plains, including Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Roger Wicker announced Thursday that his panel plans to deal with autonomous vehicles during this Congress and that he will specifically push for previously failed legislation that would create a federal framework for the safety and security of self-driving cars. Eight robocalls? Then you'll appreciate this news from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Don't call us, child. We'll call you.
The Federal Communications Commission is proposing giving mobile phone carriers more power to block robocalls. The new rules would allow phone companies to stop the unwanted calls from reaching their customers' phones through an opt-out process. The number of robocalls hitting a record high of 5.2 billion estimated calls across the U.S. in March alone. The new rules will be voted on by the commission on June 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Former Baltimore Ravens offensive tackle John Urschel decided to retire at the age of 26 years old. Now, his retirement did catch many people off guard, but not him and his family and people close to him. Urschel has always liked math. He has his master's degree and is currently going to MIT to get his PhD. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Urschel, and one of the things I asked him was what a parent can do if their son or daughter struggles in math.
The biggest thing I would say to them is try to explain it to them in ways that make sense to them. Mathematics should really be, in my opinion, a very personal endeavor. It should be something that you can relate to and you can sort of understand. And I would say that often, you know, you get too focused on, okay, here's the formula. Let's memorize the formula. Let's repeat it, 20 times on the homework and then just regurgitate it on the exam. Math isn't really about this. Math is about learning and understanding a set of tools that help you solve interesting and important problems in this world.
And finally, WWE legend Ric Flair is in the hospital. TMZ is reporting the 70-year-old was rushed to an Atlanta-area hospital Thursday after suffering a medical emergency. It's unclear what that emergency was, but the wrestler was reportedly in very serious condition. Please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.